And now, a commentary from Chris Fitzsimon, the director of North Carolina Policy Watch.
Senate President Pro Tem Phil Berger released a statement last week claiming that the controversial late-night Republican amendment that cut education funding in Democratic districts was necessary to increase funding for the fight against the opioid epidemic without raising taxes. That amendment increased funding by just over $1 million by cutting, among other things, a technology program for low-income high school students. But the Senate budget puts $363 million in the state savings account. If Berger and his colleagues were convinced that adding another $1 million to the efforts to fight opioids was so important, they could have offered an amendment to put $362 million in savings instead of taking money away from low-income schools. Berger's not fooling anybody. The 3AM amendment was solely designed to punish Democratic senators who had the gall to do their jobs and offer amendments to a budget that was created entirely in secret and unveiled only a few days before. And that's not the way democracy is supposed to work. I'm Chris Fitzsimon.